This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I'm so excited, man.
You're super excited. I actually saw you before they actually came into the studio. You were literally running out of the studio and screaming. So I'm sure you're super.
Man, this is, oh my God.
A dream come true for you.
It is a dream come true, man.
But yeah.
So the time is 33 minutes. Past three, and you are still tuned into MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future, Ohlelo Campus Voice, and you are with Princess G and Ntombazi Gudunkomo Untombazi. As Hambige Soda, we did tell you that.
Yes.
We've got some special guests with us in the building. We need the So we having Casper Nyovest with Unasty C.
Absolutely. We're literally sitting with hip hop royalties.
Yo, man.
Hip hop royalties. It will be able to. Yeah. We're fine. So how are you guys doing? Firstly, how are you feeling?
Good, man.
You're tired. I'm pretty sure you are.
Yeah. And it's true.
I mean, I could tell when you came here that you were looking very, very tired. You know, you were rushing. Yeah. But we just thank you so much.
On?
Yes. Okay. Everything is cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making the time to actually stop by right here at MUT Radio. As Uzi has already said, we are super excited to have you here. Yeah. And I believe you are here with regards to the African Throne World Tour.
Yeah, man.
I was actually reading an article, and I know Nasty C was speaking about how the tour, you know, was actually to unite hip-hop fans across Africa.
Yep.
And also it was in celebration of the anniversary of hip-hop. Yeah. So tell us, because I know that you've been to quite a few countries. Yeah. You've been to Malawi, you've been to Zambia, you've been to Rwanda, you've been to Botswana, Mozambique, so many of them. How has the reception been? And also, are there any cultural fascinations that you came across when you were there?
Yeah, a lot. Actually, we were in Rwanda.
And yeah.
The country is running such a strict military fashion. Yeah, it's fascinating. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, you can't take chances out there from the airport. Like, the security is pretty tight. The hotel, you can't even have guests at the hotel without having IDs and stuff. Mm. So it's really crazy. Like, seeing a country being run like that made me think of home. It's like, it would be crazy out here if there would be.
It would do us good, though. We need that.
It would be great.
When we got to the airport, like, there were dogs like sniffing our bags.
It was, wow.
It was really bad. We didn't have anything, but we just like, yo, what if, like,
we had something.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it's been dope. I think every country's gotten better. Like, every show got better. And
yeah,
I've been having fun.
Yeah, man, they've been embracing us and showing us a bit of their culture. Some of these places, obviously, we've been there a couple times before, but now that we're back together like this, I think it's a special occasion, you know. So people always come out and they just show us the utmost love, man. It's been insane.
That is absolutely beautiful. So I want us to jump straight into the music, because we did play two of your songs from your brand new albums.
Yeah.
And I'll start with you first, Nasty C. I Love It Here. You know, tell us a little bit about the magic that went into this project.
So this project pretty much is all about my growth as a person, you know, before anything. And then obviously me as an artist, you can hear the growth. You can hear like where I've taken this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's about growth. It's about honesty. It's about love. You know, just living my truth, really being comfortable with my own skin and not being afraid to own up to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what the album is about. Those are the things that inspired the album and what it stands for anyway. But obviously, when you dive into it, you get to experiment. Mm. You know what I mean? So I played around with a bunch of different sounds that people wouldn't normally expect me to do. You know, and came out awesome, man. I feel like
that is very true, because there's one of the songs that I was listening to, Pops, and it's about your dad. And I think it's such an emotional song, you know, because you speak about how proud you are of your dad as well and what he's taught you. I mean, we have to ask, because now you're a dad, you know. Yeah. You're a dad. So how would you say fatherhood is like? Especially because, you know, I don't know how you're going to take this, but you are quite young yourself.
I am.
So how is that like, you know, because as you mentioned, The album is also about you finding yourself.
Yeah. It feels like a telephonic interview, man, because I can't see you. You know, I'm over here.
Yeah.
There we go.
So how is it like? You know, because you're young, you're finding yourself, you're developing, and also you're a dad. How is that like?
It's dope, man. I'm really enjoying it. I feel like he's teaching me so much about myself. You know, he's teaching me patience, love. You know, all these things, and before he even arrived, I did a thing where it's like I went on a crazy fast just to kind of prepare myself, just to bring myself a bit closer to God also, you know, just to get used to praying more often, being appreciative, stuff like that. So I feel like I really needed something like this, you know. I was already kind of on that course, but he gave my life a bit more of a purpose, you know, versus just waking up every day making music and whatever, you know. But I feel like the best is yet to come, and I'm still gonna get to watch him grow and become a human being, a proper human being. Right now it's just but yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm excited.
That is true. Yeah. So I'm gonna, before Z comes in and asks another question, I'm gonna jump right straight to you, Casper Nyovest. You released a new album, Solomon.
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound very cliche, but we know Solomon from the Bible because he was like one of the wealthiest men in the Bible and the wisest. And I also looked at the album cover. In the background, there's Jesus Rules. So that's very interesting. I wanted to know, that was that in any kind of way like the motivation for the project?
A bit of the inspiration comes from Solomon's story.
Yeah.
Being one of the richest and one of the wisest men to live. But he also had his vices. Particularly women.
Yes,
I relate to their story. Like, so,
You
know, I've had problems with women like my whole life. Like, I love women.
Yeah.
So, like, a part of it is taken from that story. And I shot the album cover at my family church. We're from, we attend St. John Apostolic Church. So that's where my whole journey starts with me. When I was 7 years old, I became a member. And when I actually dropped out of school to pursue my rap career, a big part of it was like a spiritual journey where I felt like if you have faith in God, like, nothing's impossible. So I wanted to test my faith and see if I could become this thing I wanted to become without having a plan B. And it was all based on, you know, Christianity and God. So that's, for me, just coming full circle and just going back to basics.
Wow, that is very beautiful.
So you guys dropped an album on the very same day. So Casper dropped, Solomon and Unesti C dropped I Love It. Did you guys somehow plan this?
No, we didn't.
It happened. You know, I was supposed to drop in August and I couldn't clear the sample for ever changing times. So it kept on being postponed. And then I think 2 weeks before the album dropped, we went on Instagram Live and I asked him when he was dropping his album and he said the same date as me. So that's how I found out he would drop. And he was also delayed, right?
I was supposed to drop in July. Whoa. But more than just like, it was, okay, sample clearance obviously is always like the biggest issue. But also I just kind of felt like the album was, I'm glad I didn't drop it then actually. I don't think
Which song wasn't done then?
It was a couple.
Which one? I got it, because I want to appreciate them more. Yeah. I've got like
Oliver wasn't finished.
Then it could wait.
Yeah,
the whole project could wait.
This time wasn't done. Yeah, bro.
That's my favorite record.
Prosper in Peace hadn't been recorded yet.
Yeah,
But we're glad that you guys released it because, oh man.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
For me, you know, what's dope about me and Nasty dropping on the same day? It shows you like, firstly, like the cliche of like two kings can coexist, but also shows you like how vast hip hop is. Like, our albums are completely different, you know, completely different perspectives, and they can coexist and you can enjoy them for two different, for both, I mean, many different reasons. So for me, I listen to Nasty's album for different reasons. And when I listen to my albums, I get two different feelings. So it was such a beautiful thing for me to experience. Also, when I look at like trying to help other like rappers or whatever, it's like, you know, you don't have to think about like whoever's dropping on this date and push yours back. You know what I mean? It's like we can all just like drop music, and it's very important right now for hip hop to drop music. I feel like everyone's just holding back. So I think we've set the tone.
Do you think everyone is holding back because maybe we know that
Amapiano
exactly. is like dominating, you know, and people are switching. Mm.
No, but also as artists, and I feel like it's just hip-hop artists, I think we spoke about this the other day, we overthink this whole thing of like dropping. It's like, yo, I have to have this ready, that ready, that ready. It's just like, no, you can just drop the song.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, I feel like also like the conversation, man, everybody is thinking about Amapiano as an enemy.
Yeah.
when it's not, it's just music. It's, you know, if there's no way that I don't know who to make an example with. There's no way Kendrick is worried about like Taylor Swift.
True.
You get what I'm saying?
True.
He's a rapper. So why are you thinking about Taylor Swift's numbers? You do what you gotta do. So that's how I look at it. It's like everybody has, like, for instance, with me, like I go online, I'm always on Twitter. He's never on Twitter. He says he hates it. I hate it too. But like sometimes I go and I look at the conversations, you know, people looking at numbers and whatever. And there were people like criticizing my numbers. And this is actually my most successful drop.
Like, that's crazy.
You get what I'm saying? So there's, if I look at what everybody's saying, I could like feed into that. Or I could look at what I can celebrate. I'm very excited. I'm very happy with the numbers that the album did, especially with the approach that I took. So yeah, we as hip hop heads or rappers or whatever, we just too much in our minds, and to be honest, nobody cares, bro.
Yeah.
True. You know, like right now I tore my pants, I was on stage. It's in my head, but no one actually noticed until I said it, right?
Yeah, no,
but it was in my head. I could have said, no, I wanna go home, I don't wanna do this radio interview.
Yeah,
when you live in your head, sometimes you kinda your own like
self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so before Z asks this question, I just want to ask you a question, Casper. We know that Balmain Paris just recently launched its first boutique in South Africa.
Yeah.
And in the album, Solomon, you actually have a song about the brand.
Yeah.
Was it strategic or was it just because...
We're trying to do something with them. Hopefully they don't sleep. But we're trying to do something with them.
It would be something. That was very smart, though.
It was dope.
Yeah.
It was also we didn't plan it like that in the beginning. And then we saw it and we're like, yo, it would be so dope to do something. Mm. We were out the country, though, but we're trying to do something with Balmain since it's in South Africa now. Yeah.
So, Casper,
you guys are so prepared.
We do our research.
Yeah.
So you filled up Mabato Stadium and FNB Stadium. Yeah. Would you say it feels different now that you are filling up stadiums in another countries or continents?
Yeah, I think there's always like new territory to break. It was my first time in Rwanda. It was his fifth.
Wow.
But it was my first time in Rwanda. So I got such a positive response from the crowd. And for me and my manager spoke about it. It's like, it's these little wins, you know. Someone else, it might not mean anything, but for me, it's a new territory I've never been in.
Little wins.
You know, so.
little, but
but I'm saying someone might compare that and say it wasn't 60,000 at FNB.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, you know, two new people is more than enough for me, yeah.
Most definitely. I want to ask one last question, and then I'll leave it to Z. You did mention that it's so cool that you and Nasty dropped at the same time. I think it is cool because of how great the both of you are. Is that perhaps also the reason why you decided to collaborate together as hip-hop artists for this Africa tour?
I've got immense respect for Nasty, so...
Yeah, man. We've had, like, mutual respect and love for each other for the longest of time.
The longest of time.
Yeah, it's just that... We'd never done anything like this before. I mean, we have a couple songs together and we work together. When he's doing his shows, I open for him. When I'm doing my own shows, he'll open for me.
Yeah.
But like we felt like, yo, this would be insane if we did it as like co-headliners. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
So to add on to that, when they were starting to talk about the interview, I mean the tour, I'm sorry. Like my condition was like, if Nasty's down, I'm down. So I'm always...
Yeah.
I'm always keen to it. I've got great respect for him. I think he's a great talent. I think he's just getting started, you know? I think, you know, I was telling him the other day, remember we're talking, I was telling him, like, do you know how far you're going?
Is that the hotel?
Yeah.
Rwanda.
I was man, like, sorry. I see you, like, filling up Madison Square Garden and I'm just there.
I hope you know that's going to be an intro somewhere on that.
For real?
Album. Yeah, next album.
I see him doing that and I see myself, like, in a VIP, like, drunk, like, it's like, OGs, like, you know, like, nobody knows me in this arena.
Looking
and I'm just
proud
like,
uncle somewhere in the
I'm just like, I start, they're like, who's this? It's like, my uncle from South Africa. It's like, that's what I, that's why I see, that's how far I see him going. Yeah.
And he is an inspiration also to us, because we're young, and also he's from here in KZN, Durban, and we're from here, KZN, in Durban. So we really also do look, even if we're not trying to go into hip hop per se, but just in the arts, that we can also get there.
He's inspiring, man. Yeah. Like, think about it. There was a time he wanted Nasty C to rap in Zulu. Remember? There was a time, like, the whole country was like, yeah, we hear you, but, like, can you? And, like, for him to stick to his guns and, like, full circle. Now, no one talks about that.
You know, people still get shocked. Like, when I, man, could miss Zulu, people still look at me like.
Even me.
Dude, you talking about, man? When you won the Metro Award and you were like, I'm so boring. I was like.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? People,
no? I was so shocked, honestly.
I don't get it, man.
So, Casper, being a first-time dad for the past 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, to your son, Ukhotso, right?
Yeah.
So, and having Onesti C, who's just started his fatherhood journey, which advice would you give him for his new journey?
Just enjoy it, man. I think it's, you have to enjoy every moment. You know what's the craziest thing they say? Like, kids are kids for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, so like the foundation, like that's the most important.
How old is your kid?
Three. Yeah, so he's gone.
It's been that long.
Yeah, it's long.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, he's got preferences and stuff. Like, and he kind of like figured it out. Like, okay, I'm a special kid. Like, so he's already like, he's a brat. Yeah, he's already figured it out. It's like, okay, when I cry, I get what I want. He'll be in the mall and he'll point at anything.
Wow.
And then they'll call me and then he's like, daddy, daddy. And he knows like, I'm going to get it. So. Yeah, he's it's dope, man. I can't wait for you to get to that point where they have a little conversation and they say they recognize you. You know, like when you walk in the yard and then they see you and they run.
They freak out.
Yeah. Because now it's happening in your head, right? When you get there, you're like, he's happy to see me.
Yo, this guy thinks I'm delusional. That's what he keeps saying.
I went through it.
Dog, when, like, when I FaceTime my kid, dog,
he can see you.
He can tell it's me. He pauses. Wait a minute, you know? I'm telling you, dog.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I can't wait till he starts speaking, bro. I think that'll make me cry, probably. I'm soft like that.
That's so sweet. I think it's great to see this side of you. It's beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
Because hip hop always has those dads who, like, my father wasn't there, so he's not there. And it's like, so it's great to see, like, positive, like, young, also not just hip hop, just like black fathers. You know, it's like a cool thing to be a father. Like, you know, like a lot of young fathers, when they find out, like, the girl's pregnant, they run away.
They run away.
True.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's dope. When you see like guys like Nasty or I or whoever, you know, there's a lot of us who are like putting it out there and inspiring other like guys. So it's actually it's important and it can be fun. It doesn't have to be, you know, the responsibility doesn't have to freak you out that much.
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to let you guys go. Thank you so, so much for visiting us right here at MET Radio. We've had a great time, and might I even say that in the slightest, we feel like we've got to know the both of you a little bit better.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. See you on Saturday, hopefully.
Yes, well, yes. Yeah. People's Park, we're there.
Yeah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.